Well, I'll tell you this. If it satisfies Jesus when I obey, like he satisfies me, I want to do that a whole bunch. Because when he satisfies my soul, I thoroughly enjoy that. And if my obedience brings him that kind of expression or feeling or gratitude, then I just want to do it all I can. Because I want to satisfy him like he satisfied me. Surely his spirit does have that satisfying savor to the soul that God has created within our being, within our heart. What God has made us, God breathed into us, and we became a living soul.
Amen.
And it is that Spirit of God that satisfies that soul.
Yes.
I'm certainly thankful that God knew what He was doing.
Amen.
Got a little thought in my heart, I desire prayers.
Amen.
God would bring it out the way He wants it brought out.
Amen.
And that His Spirit will expound upon it, that it might benefit us each one.
Amen.
That I won't get too plugged up here, so pray for me. I've had a thought on my mind, in my heart. I'm not a very good drawer, but I'm going to draw a little illustration here. I listened to a tape of Brother Chandler's this past week, and he said, what you see impresses you more than what you hear. So I'm going to draw a picture. Bottomless situation on that side.
Yeah.
Comes to the world, there's no end to how low it goes.
Yeah, so.
When people cross over and go out into a devil's hell, they're already on their way down. It's just a matter that the body stays here and the spirit keeps descending into that bottomless pit. There's no bottom to it, the Lord said. The thought is that I've had upon my heart is that we want to be careful not to get to the edge and fall off. Looking out at the world or the things of the world, the enticements of the flesh, if we're not careful, we can step over the edge and fall to our spiritual death. And how far down we go, it just gets worse and worse and worse. In 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, 17th verse, says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, we're all pretty knowledgeable about the things of the Lord, aren't we? Beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever.
Amen.
A warning to those that know, have a knowledge, have an understanding, have been a partaker of the divine revelation of the light of God. Yet there's a warning to be careful that we don't be led away with the error of the wicked.
Yes, that's so. Amen.
We know that the world lieth in wickedness tonight. And there's much error, and there's much turmoil, and there's much darkness in the world.
Yes, so.
We have to be careful that we keep our guard up. Jesus said, watch and pray.
Yes.
Another place he said, God tempts no man, but man is tempted when he's led away of his own lust.
Yes.
His own desire, his own reaching out in the fleshly way, the things of the flesh. Those are the things that lead people to be tripped up and to fall.
That's true.
Now I want to the 14th verse says, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. Enter not in the path of the wicked. And go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass by it. Don't even go close to it, in other words. If you see something that is evil, something that is of the evil nature of the world, don't go close to it.
Yes, so.
Stay away from it. Keep that distance between you and that thing that God has made between righteousness and unrighteousness.
Amen.
When the rich man begged for a glass of water, Abraham said, there is a great gulf fixed between us so that no one can cross over. And God has made that gulf between righteousness and unrighteousness. And we want to have such a vehemence, a fear. We want to be in a position that we have a fear of going close to the way of the wicked.
Yes, that's true.
Reaching out for the world, we, even though we're kept by the power of God, still, we have that decision to make in ourselves. We're kept as long as we're obedient. As long as we keep ourselves, and he said, keep yourself unspotted from the world. As long as we watch, pray, then we can have that glorious testimony. We can have that blessed assurance in our heart.
Yes,
but if we let down in just a little bit, and begin to look out. Jesus said, a man that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not worthy of the kingdom of God.
That's true.
And just to begin to look at the error, it doesn't look so bad. Error is something that people have a way of being deceived in that doesn't look bad to the flesh. Doesn't look bad to human reasoning. Doesn't look bad to our own understanding. Doesn't look bad when we try to sort it all out in ourselves. That's what error is. And evil is full of error. That's what's in the world. What is the world? The world is made up of error. What is the worldly spirit that people are following? It's deception and error. And when people are in it, it doesn't look that bad. It has human reasoning to it, and if they reason it out, it's not all that bad. But there is a great gulf. There is a great difference from being up than being down.
That's true.
And I want this message and this thought to get to our hearts that we're an up people.
Up.
In the 23rd Proverb, it says, let 17th verse, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among wine bibbers and among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty and drowsiness, and shall clothe a man with rags. Words of truth. Let not your heart envy sinners. Don't let the pleasures of the world have an envious pull to your heart.
That's true.
Now this is something that we all face. This is, when we were instructed to be careful, when he taught us to watch and pray, it's because there is a possibility that this will happen. That we'll have a little bit of envy to fleshly pleasure, to pleasing the flesh. But be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long.
Yeah.
That takes the bearing of the cross, doesn't it? That takes a hearkening unto the words of Jesus. Takes a listening to what the Spirit has to say. That all comes in fearing the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and there is an expectation. And he said it will not be cut off. You know what helps us to keep our heart from envying sinners? You know what keeps us from getting close to the edge? That's to have a good precept of what we have.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's to be enjoying the blessings of the Lord in the fullest, to the greatest measure that we possibly can enter into, at where our cross becomes a joy, our denials become just a pleasure to do. It becomes so that we rejoice when we're persecuted. How is that? It's through believing that our expectation will not be cut off. We're up. Why are we up? We're up because the Lord lifted us up.
Yes, amen.
He lifted me out of the miry clay. He lifted me out of a horrible pit. What is so horrible about this pit? It's full of deception. It's full of darkness. When I was there, I thought I was having fun. I thought it was the place to be. And those that were up on the hill, they were missing the greatest things in life. That's the deception that is in the world. That's the darkness that is there. That's what prevails and keeps millions of people in this horrible pit. It's not just that there is horrible things happening. And horrible things are happening. All over. We read this morning's newspaper where some young man up in the college got jealous because he didn't get the honor of his thesis or whatever he wrote. So he took a gun and he shot everybody. Shot his professor, shot the other man, shot four or five people around there when he was all done. There was five people dead. A horrible pit. That's part of it. But the greatest horror is that it is deception. And that's the thing and the trickery that the devil wants to dangle in our face, that he wants to dangle to our flesh, and it'll bring us right over to the edge of falling off. Now, there's times when we get close to the world. We have a scripture that says to save them and reaching out to them. We may even be spotted with their filth as we reach and try to help those that are in the world. If God sends us all power in heaven, will keep us from falling over the edge. But if we're there on our own accord, we're liable to slip and fall.
Yes,
that's a totally different story.
That's what God wants us to understand and to have a good precept of it.
Amen.
In the 40th Psalm, don't go close to the world. There's no bottom to that place. Young people, children, get it settled in your mind. There's no bottom to the horribleness of the pit of the world. It doesn't look bad, but it is bad. It's terrible. The 40th chapter of Psalms, in the first verse, says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry, and He brought me up. This is what I want us to get a hold of. We are up. Oh, bless the Lord. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, and He established my goings, and He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God, and many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. He lifted me up. I'm up now. I was down. But my Lord and Savior lifted me up. There was no other way. Absolutely, unequivocally, there is no way to get up from here to here without our Lord and Savior, without His sacrifice, without His blood, without the plan that God instituted. Men try to think of things and try to change it and try to make different ways, try to make little ladders coming up and all kinds of things. There's only one way. And that's the way of Jesus Christ. But when we obey His commandments, when we accept His word, when we accept His way, when we humble ourselves down, 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 bless God, He lifts us up, up, up. And we could be an up people. We're up. We don't want to get to the edge. We might fall down. It's dangerous. Stay away from the edge, young people. You'll fall down, 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 and there's no end to the bottom. It is only through Christ that we're able to get up in the beginning. And as He brings us up and He sets His plate, sets us on this high and this holy way, and Job, he said, there is a path which no fowl knoweth and the vulture's eye hath not seen.
Yes, thank the Lord.
A precious place. But it's up. Oh, bless God. It's above sin. It's above all that horribleness. It's lighted by the light of God. There is no darkness in it. And that's the place we want to dwell. That's the place I want to spend the remainder of my years. The remainder of my time. Whatever life God gives me, I want to spend it up. Praise the Lord. I want to remain up. I don't want to go down. Down is defeat. Down is horrible. Down is darkness forever and ever and ever and never be up again. You know there are people that one time were up here and they got too close to the edge and they fell off and they went out into eternity and they're yet falling down, down, down tonight. It's a reality. It's the Word of God. Don't get close to the edge. Stay away from it. Stay clear away from it. Stay away from it. Don't go near the wicked man. Don't go near the wicked way. And all they want to do is consume you. You think that they're just people that are wanting to consume you for themselves? There's a spirit behind it. It's the same spirit that the devil presented to Eve in the very beginning. And it's in the world. It's in this down place. It's in this dark place. And they're not happy unless they devour someone else. Unless they pull somebody else down with them. That's the plan. That's the desire of the spirit that prevails. What is the spirit of the world? We hear so much about the spirit of the world, worldly spirit. What is it? It's the spirit of deception. the spirit of disobedience to God. It's proud, it's haughty, it's self-motivated, it's selfishness. Man, oh, we see it in our world so prevalent today. The teachings that have come in about self and how self-important you are and how you owe it to yourself and all these things that are coming in the last days of this old wicked world. Oh, bless God. Stay up on the mountain. Stay up on that high and holy way, the path that God has made, that Jesus provided. Stay there and run for your life. Run. Don't look back. Jesus said, don't ever look back.
Yeah, so.
The world has nothing but downness. Nothing but a bottomless pit. Oh, there may be pleasures to the flesh, but they'll soon decay, and they'll soon be gone. They'll soon come to an end. But oh, the Lord had brought me up also out of a horrible pit, and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock, and established my goings.
Thanks to the Lord.
Established my goings. Oh, yes, there's a cross. There's battles. And sometimes our faith is tried to the very limit. And we hurt, and we pain, and we struggle, and we pray. But oh, bless the Lord, He's established my goings. I have a goal. I have a desire. I have a way. I have the truth. I have the light. And that's where I'm going. I'm way up here. Way above. Those that are struggling and going in circles and devouring one another and accomplishing no end. In the second chapter of Ephesians, let us be encouraged. Stay away from the edge. The second chapter of Ephesians, the first verse, he says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had all our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." This is what the world consists of. This is the worldly spirit. This is what is out in the world. "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And hath what? Raised us up."
Thank the Lord.
Raised us up. Oh, bless God. He didn't save us and leave us in that miry pit. He didn't save us and leave us in that quagmire. But He raised us up.
Thank the Lord.
Up where? Up where He is. Where the Father is. Where Jesus is. Where holiness is. Where the goodness of God is. That's where He raised you up. That's where He raised me up. Together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, bless God. Up, up, up. We are up tonight. We are the people that are up. When you think that people look so good out in the world and you feel a little bit intimidated, oh, rebuke the devil. We're up, they're down. We're way up. We're up where Jesus is. We're up where the Father is. By His sacrifice, by His stripes, by His love, He lifted us up. What a heritage. When we're up then, oh God, help me that I don't get close to that edge. That I don't start looking with my eyes at the old apple or anything else and start walking and get close to the edge that I might fall off. We have to be careful.
Yes.
God has given us a great thing. He has has lifted us up. He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. Ooh, heavenly places. Praise the Lord. Praise God for heavenly places. What is a heavenly place? That's where the Spirit of God dwells.
Amen.
That used to be just in heaven. But through His gift, through the design of God Almighty, He brought it to earth through Jesus Christ and offered it unto mankind.
Yes,
for those that will humble themselves down, down, down. Oh, we can't lift ourselves up here. We can't lift ourselves to this place. We can't even begin to pick up our start to do good. It takes God. And it takes the Lord. And it takes His blood. And it takes His sacrifice. It ain't something that was just built by men or by the things that men understand. It was by divine guidance from divine God in heaven that Jesus had to die on the cross. Men would have made it some other way. They'd have had some other ideas. But this is the design of God. So how do I be a partaker? Oh, I just go down like Jesus. Down, down, down. And what's God do? He puts me up, up, up.
Thank the Lord.
Up, up, up. Oh, where the presence of heaven is. Heavenly places. That in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that of not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Can't get there by ourselves, can we? We cannot. What's the song say? Lord, lift me up on higher ground. Higher, higher, higher. And higher.
Amen.
What are you getting higher above? Oh, bless God. You're getting higher above the old filth and the quagmire of the old pit. What is it when I'm on higher ground? I want further away from the devil and the enemy and all those things that he consists of. Higher ground. Higher ground, Lord. Romans, the 12th chapter. Oh, it's not of ourself, but it is of God. But oh, bless God. We're the ones that enjoy it. We're the ones that receive it. We're the ones that are lifted up. Stay away from the edge. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yes, amen.
For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, that you might prove what is the good and perfect will of God in your life. And that you not think of yourself too high. Now we're just talking about how high God lifts us up. But you know that sometimes when God lifts people up, they get kind of lifted up in themselves. And did you know that's getting close to the edge?
Yeah, so.
That's just as deceiving is the deception that is in the world.
That's so.
What is the worldly spirit? What is wrong with the world? They're deceived and disobedient.
That's so.
God has a great disdain for self-importance. Because of what He has given. Oh, when we really begin to understand all that God has given us, we know that we don't have the least little speck of dirt to stand on to be elevated in ourselves. But our mind don't think like that. Our will don't think like that. It's only our enlightened understanding that is able to comprehend that. That's why we have to watch and pray.
Yes, amen.
That's why Jesus said, watch and pray. Because it's God has lifted you out. He's put you up here. You are up, up, up. But be careful now that you don't think that you're more highly than you really are.
So
we abide here by the goodness of God. Only by Jesus' stripes and by His sacrifice are we here. Not of any works. Not of any works. Can you get a hold of that? Not of anything that you have done makes you worthy to stand above the world. They're people. They're directed by their ambitions and their thoughts. You're people. So you've made a little sacrifice. There isn't anything that you can sacrifice that makes you worthy. It is the gift of God. It is what He done for us. And we simply accept it. And then, oh, bless God. Bless God. I love this place, don't you? I love to be up here. Sin stinks. It stinks. It has a stench. Old Brother Trimble said when he got saved, the Lord had to hold his nose and reach down and get him because he was so far down in the bottomless pit. It has such an awful flavor to it. And people are tossed to and fro. It's sad. Looking, trying to figure out what's wrong, trying to decide how to correct it. You sit down with anybody, have lunch with them, people out in the world. Pretty soon the conversation will get on taxes, crime. Everybody's upset about crime. Well, they don't do anything. They don't punish them. Blah, 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 blah. Just the whole turning everywhere. What's going to happen? Where is it going to end? Just a turmoil. Just a turmoil. Oh, bless the Lord. Even in this time world, we can be above that. We can live above the world. Stay away from the edge. Oh, when God delivers us and He puts us up there, don't get close to that edge. Don't get over there where you might fall off. But stay right close to Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. If we stay close to Jesus, we can be guaranteed we're not going to slip off that edge. And we might even have to get close enough to reach out and help somebody out. But if the Lord's holding on and we're doing it in Jesus Christ, there's no chance of slip or failure. Oh, praise the Lord. In Colossians, I would tonight that all people were up. As the Apostle Paul one time, he said he even worse maybe that he was accursed that his brethren might be saved. And sure it is our desire of our heart that we would that all men would come to this resurrection, into this lifting up. In the third chapter of Colossians says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on these above, on things above, and not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life
is hid with Christ in God.
Now, sometimes when the preacher says, or the Word says, or someone says, set your affections on things above, it kind of cuts across the flesh. You might as well admit it. The flesh doesn't like to hear it. Because the flesh likes to set their affections on the things of this world. That's all it knows. The flesh doesn't know heaven. It doesn't know the spiritual things. And so when we hear this, it does cut across us. And our flesh does flinch. And set your affections on things above and not on the things of the earth. For ye are dead. How did we get up? We died.
Yeah. Yes,
it took that burial. It took that death, didn't it? That's what brought us up. Do you know what will tumble you down? Is if that death that you died has a resurrection in itself.
The
old flesh comes back alive. That's what will tumble us down. It said, if you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Thank the Lord.
Oh, it is then that we begin. He said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you appear also with Him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, and he goes on and he lists many things that the body needs to have crucified. The apostle said, I die daily. It takes a daily sacrifice to remain up. To remain in this place that was a gift from Christ. To remain with Him and to remain on that high plane, on that path that the vulture's eye hath not seen. That place where sin does not prevail. Where there is no sorrow. There's no pain. All is peaceful. All is joy. All is glory. All the place, the heavenly place that God has provided. And He's provided that we can abide there even in this time world. That is what is so great. And as we get a hold of that, then setting our affections over there doesn't become as big of a chore as it does if we don't. Having a good precept of what the Lord has done when He lifted us up will enable us to keep our affections where He is. And that's at the right hand of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Have you enjoyed being lifted up? Have you enjoyed being lifted up to this place? Have you been, has the joy filled your soul when God reached down and you were a poor, helpless little speck and lifted you up and made so much out of you in His divine way? What a glorious experience this has been. What a blessed experience it's been. The darkness fell away. The load fell off the back. Now I can sing. Now my heart's light. Now the joy bells of heaven ring. Oh, I've been saved. I've been brought into the kingdom. I've enjoyed the resurrection. Oh, praise God. John, 14th chapter. What did Jesus say? Oh, praise the Lord. Children, young people, all of the house of God, be encouraged. Be up. Don't be down in the mully grubs. Don't have a cast down countenance. Don't let the devil take the things of the world and bear you down. You've been lifted out of that pit.
And you've been given what? A hope of being lifted higher. Oh, you know how much we've enjoyed this lift. You know how much we've enjoyed being lifted up into this heavenly place. But what did Jesus say? He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Where is heaven? I don't know where it is, except from my understanding, it's got to be up. It's got to be up. If there isn't any way it can be down, and we're standing about as low as we can get, let's go on down into the earth. And God referred to the heavens, which are up. And now He's referring to heaven. I don't know where it is, but I know it's up. And if it's up, and if it's as high above this earth as His thoughts are above my thoughts, that's where I want to go. That's where I want to be. And I believe that that's what Jesus meant. And He said, "I go to prepare that you might go there. That I have lifted you up now. But bless the Lord, I'm going to come back. And I'm going to lift you up some more. I'm going to take you up higher. Higher than you've ever been before. Higher than you've ever experienced. We've experienced the joy of the Lord. We've experienced the great blessings of God. We love this highway. We love to hear the voice. When Jesus comes around and encourages our soul, how we love it. When He pours out a blessing in a song, whether we're alone in our car, or whether it's in the church house, or in the middle of the day, how we love when God talks to us and He lifts us up and encourages us. Well, brother and sister, press on. There's coming a day when it's going to lift you way, way up.
Yes,
higher than you've ever been before. A greater blessing than you've ever experienced before. There's nothing on this earth to compare it to. There's nothing that can even come close to comparing it.
Yes, so.
And as God has given you that little up, oh, it's a great up, really. But compared to the final up, it's just a step. Oh, all darkness,
yeah,
all sin, all the evil will be turned into hell. We'll be separated with a great gulf. There'll be no chance of ever falling off the edge again. You see how important it is to stay away from that edge right now? To stay away from it while you have the opportunity? There's coming a day when God is going to complete the work. He's going to fulfill the rest of His work in your life. And He's going to take you up somewhere where you cannot fall. And never have an opportunity to fall again. Oh, isn't that precious? In 1 Thessalonians, fourth chapter, 13th verse. It says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself is going to what? He's going to come down again. He's going to descend. What is going to be the purpose of His descension? from the heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Yes.
Come up. There's going to be another oven. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Up. Catch us up. Oh, if we could just get up right now. And maybe if we could just rise up, touch the roof. What an experience that would be. This old body didn't have any power to hold us down. There's coming a completion of the fulfillment of the promise of God. And those that are asleep are going to get up. They're going to get up. Those that are in the ground are going to get up. And those that remain are going to catch up. Everything will be up, up, up. For those that are ready to meet the Lord. For those that are on this high and holy plane. For those that are living in a way that the Lord is pleased. That the Lord is delighted. That the Lord loves. And the Lord is satisfied with. That's why, and that's who He wants to come back and He wants to take up with Him.
Yes.
Heaven is a holy place. It's such a place that no sin can enter there.
Thank the Lord.
He doesn't want to bring sin to heaven. But He wants those purified, cleansed, washed in the blood, all pure and holy. That's the ones He wants to carry up and bring up to that heavenly place. Oh, I tell you, I enjoy being up with the Lord. I enjoy that He has lifted me up. And that He has put my feet upon a rock, a solid place that will never fall, that will never come down. If I obey Him, nobody can ever, ever, ever push me over to the edge. Bless God, as long as I walk in the light and I'll keep His commandments and keep His word, not a man on earth, except not the demons in hell, as powerful as the devil is, and all the sin that is raging in the world tonight, they can't push you up the edge, bless God. If you mind the Lord, if you walk in His statutes, if you love your neighbor and your brother as yourself, and the Lord thy God with all your heart, bless the Lord. Chastises, but it'll all be up. Every step will just be a little higher. And those steps lead away from defeat, from the devil, from sin, from iniquity, from that horrible pit. Oh, I don't want to ever go back there to you. Run for our lives. Stay away from the edge, children. Stay away from the world. Stay away from the things of the world. They look harmless. They look so good. The whole thing is deceit. That's why the people are there. That's why they're there. They're deceived. And if we look over there, we're going to see part of that deceit. Don't go near it. Stay next to the Lord. Stay next to the light. Stay in this up place, and you'll never fall.
Amen.